We're here with Dr. Helen Boucher and Professor Emily Oster answering questions about tough scenarios we all find ourselves in this new reality. And our next question comes from Mary Ellen in Fort Collins, Colorado, who, like many of us, just wants to escape.
Maybe this is too specific, but I'd appreciate advice on a potential trip from Colorado to a cabin outside of St. Louis, Missouri. Would you advise flying? And even if I drive and I take all I need and stay pretty much away from everybody, a friend reminded me that I should quarantine for 14 days because my husband is 76. I'm 73. Is this a reasonable or a too risky idea?
Okay, I mapped this out, and Professor Oster, to get from Colorado to St. Louis, we're talking about at least a 12-hour drive, it looks like. What's your advice here?
Thank you for doing that, because I live on the East Coast. I have no idea anything that far.
I had to look it up. I didn't just know.
I would not advise. I would not advise flying, to be totally honest. I think flying has gotten safer. They're trying hard to make it safer, but there's so much exposure to people in airports and on airplanes and the people next to you. And I think that it's still not there in terms of safety. You know, and I think in terms of driving, I can see a case for doing that. I think you'd want to, again, take a lot of precautions around wearing masks, wearing gloves when you have to stop to pee, you know, trying not to stay in a hotel. But this is a hard situation. I think that I can see reasonable people disagreeing about what was the right thing to do. So you're ultimately going to kind of need to think about what is the risk level you're comfortable with.
Yeah. Let's go to this question from Max in Portland, Oregon, who, congratulations, has a new baby and is wondering about how to protect his family.
We have a 10-week-old baby, and my mother is desperate to spend time holding him. She got to visit once after isolating for 2 weeks, but as counties in Oregon phase reopening, she wants to go to the gym and see other family members. Is it safe for her to hold her grandchild while also partaking in these activities? She's over window visits.
I think everybody can sympathize with this situation, but Professor Oster, what would you advise Max to tell his mother?
So first, congratulations, Max. That's super exciting. I think one of the reassuring things about COVID is that kids tend to be fairly unaffected. So it's not that they can't get sick, but is much, much lower risk. So actually, of the baby and your mother, she is the one at more risk than your baby. And so I think if you take the kind of precautions you take to avoid the flu, like make sure she washes her hands, maybe have her wear a mask, I think that it is not unreasonable to have her hold the baby, even if she's gone to the gym, as long as she's being careful about that.
Okay. Our last question comes from Karen in St. Louis, who says, I have to travel for work to a town where my brother, who has a compromised immune system, lives, and I'm wondering if it's possible to stay with him as long as I avoid whatever room he's in at all times. I would have a separate bedroom and bathroom and would try to only be in the house to sleep. I don't want to take the risk, she says, but financially it's difficult to pay for an alternative option. The house is pretty big and I've been sheltering at home with very little contact with others. Dr. Boucher, what would you tell Karen?
Well, I would say that, you know, again, risk and benefits, but I think that the plan to have a separate bedroom and bathroom, to be there as little as possible, to wear masks if you have to have contact, focus on lots of hand hygiene and cleaning down those surfaces will lower the risk, hopefully to an acceptable level.
That's Dr. Helen Boucher of Tufts Medical Center in Boston and Professor Emily Oster of Brown University. Thank you both for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you have questions, we want to help. Call and leave a message at 202-403-0386. That's 202-403-0386. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.